I think that one of the most powerful and disturbing opening scenes to a film that I have ever watched is the opening scene of the movie Saving Private Ryan, which depicts the storming of the beach on D-Day on June 6, 1944 by the American forces at Normandy, France. It is incredibly difficult and upsetting to watch, as it should be. The violence, mayhem, and brutality that those Allied forces endured as they landed on the beaches was extreme, and their sacrifices tremendous. There's a portion of that scene where the film's main character, Captain Miller, portrayed and played by Tom Hanks, having made it to the sand of the beach, falls down behind an iron obstacle on the beach, and the previous cacophony of bullets zinging by and bombs going off and the scream and roar of engines and human screams goes silent for him for a moment as he kind of goes momentarily deaf and numb to his surroundings due to the trauma and the shock of what he is experiencing. And at the end of this momentary state of being dazed, we see through the camera angle, we see through Captain Miller's eyes that another soldier is yelling something to him, but all we see is his lips moving. There's no sound. The noise, the trauma, the shell shock has drowned out the voice of this soldier. Soon after, Captain Miller recovers his sense of his surroundings and hears this soldier repeat his question, which I have edited, which is, "What the heck do we do now, sir?" Right? Now, I can only imagine myself, but I would imagine that many soldiers under intense fire and dire circumstances have felt this sort of numbness and dazed feeling. Loud noises, chaos, trauma, sensory overload can do that to the human mind. And without taking anything away from what those men experienced, at a much less intense level, it's also true that too much noise, chaos, trauma, sensory overload can make us deaf and dazed as well. Not physically, perhaps, but emotionally, and certainly spiritually. When our lives are filled with noise and chaos and drama and sensory overload, we can experience a sort of spiritual deafness, which is similar to how Captain Miller experienced that momentary physical deafness. The gospel reading that we heard revolves around the idea of being deaf and being healed. And notice, there's an important detail about this story. St. Mark tells us that a crowd brought this deaf man to Jesus and then begged him to heal him. So we have to resist the idea that this would have been a quiet and peaceful event, right? A large crowd begging Jesus would have been pleading and passionately yelling, "Please, Jesus, heal him," right? And those original requests would be quickly multiplied throughout the crowd as more and more people kind of jump on the bandwagon, wanting to see a miracle, wanting to see this man be healed. And pretty soon it must have been a loud, chaotic cacophony of voices, all yelling and screaming at the same time, begging and pleading and encouraging Jesus to heal this man. And so what does Jesus do? He takes the man away from the crowd, off by himself. Now remember, this man is deaf, right? So Jesus doesn't do that, obviously, for that man's sake. He can't hear the crowd anyway. Jesus probably does this so that he, the Lord, can focus just on this man and his needs, one-on-one, heart-to-heart. And in the privacy of that moment where God meets man and creator meets creature, the man is healed. And for the first time in his life, here he hears the voice of God with his own ears. So what's the spiritual lesson that we can draw from this? Well, I think, brothers and sisters, it's that we oftentimes live in an incredibly noisy and chaotic world, which can easily lead to a sort of sensory overload, not just from a physical or emotional standpoint, but more importantly, from a spiritual one. The noise, the anger, the division, the violence, the continuously distracting technology and arguments and chaos back and forth, all these things can kind of combine to make us spiritually deaf. So that hearing God's voice in the midst of all of that becomes almost impossible. And it's not that God isn't speaking. He is speaking to us and to our world. We are simply deaf to his voice. We can't hear him over all of the chaos and distractions and activities and busyness and arguments that fill our lives. So we kind of become numb to the movements of God, to the spiritual realm. We miss so much because we are engaged in so much. And the solution, I think, is presented to us in the gospel. That is that it's absolutely necessary on a regular and consistent basis to escape the busyness, the noise, the distractions, the chaos of this modern world in which we live, and let Jesus lead us to a place where he can speak to us one-on-one, heart to heart, soul to soul. Of course, we call this our personal prayer, right? Personal prayer is that dedicated time each day where I step out of the busyness and the chaos of the world in which I live for a moment, and I step into the silence with Jesus so that he may speak to me and so that I may be able to hear him. Prayer is the place where Jesus heals us of the things that can block us from being able to hear him. Prayer is where we find healing from God for past hurts. It's where we find strength to face future anxieties and peace to let go of the control that we so desperately try to have over the present moment, but which always eludes our grasp. And I'd like this morning to recommend a very specific type or kind of going away with Jesus for prayer. And that is to come here, to this church. Do we have to pray only here at church? Well, of course not. We can and we should pray frequently at home, or as we drive, or at school, or at work, wherever we are. But the difference is that this place is a sacred place that has been specifically set aside for us to be able to encounter God. We are doing that right now, collectively, as the body of Christ through our celebration of Holy Mass, right? But I would strongly encourage us to consider coming here on our own, or with our family or spouse, so that we can have some one-on-one time with Jesus. This place is for you. It is your spiritual home. It is meant to be a place where we can leave behind the noise and the chaos and the distractions of the crowded world in which we live for a few moments and quiet ourselves and listen to the voice of Jesus. A couple of practical ways to really help us to make that happen. First, we have to come regularly, right? So it can't be that I stop by the church to pray when I feel like it. Because chances are if I do that, I won't come. So how about once a week to start? Just once a week. Yes, it has to be besides the time that you come to church, right? But what if I committed to stopping by the church during the day, one day a week? I think that's pretty doable. We go shopping, we do other things, we could stop by the church, make a little extra time for the Lord. How long do we have to stop? Not long, maybe 15 minutes. And I come into the church and I begin that 15 minutes by just simply praying, Lord, I am here because I love you and I want to love you more. What do you want to tell me during this time? And then I'm just silent for the remainder of the time, listening. Third thing, practical thing, leave your phone in the car, right? Do not bring it in here with you, unless you're like on call for work or something like that, of course. Because it's just too tempting to answer this call that's coming in. It's amazing how often we get calls while we're trying to pray, isn't it? Or to check that text that just came through, or to see what someone posted in response to my post. No, leave it in the car. I promise you, you will survive for 15 minutes without your phone. And guess what? The world will continue to turn as well. And the last thing is, learn to cherish that time. Learn to cherish it. And what I mean is that I can guarantee you that if you do this, there will be times when you will come to pray and you'll feel distracted the whole time, despite your best efforts. Or you'll be like me and you'll fall asleep. Happens all the time to me. Or you'll get bored. Or you'll be here 5 minutes and you'll be like, it's only been 5 minutes. Get itching to kind of get out of here. The key is don't give up. Just keep coming. And if you do, I will further guarantee you that pretty soon you will really come to look forward to this brief personal visit with God, away from the noise of the crowd, where he can just speak to you heart to heart and soul to soul.